You're listening to Marketing Secrets with your host, Russell Brunson.
What's up, everybody? This is Russell. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets podcast. It's been a little while since I feel like I've hung out with you. I know there's podcast episodes always happening, but I was gone for the last almost 3 weeks on honestly a life-changing trip and experience. And I'm back now and I'm on fire. I'm excited, a little jet lagged, but I have a 30-minute drive to an appointment I'm going to. And so I was like, I almost want to hang out with my funnel hackers and talk and share some stuff that I kind of picked up along the way. So that's kind of the game plan. And yeah, so here's what's happening. Here, let me tell you about the trip. This was crazy. So, and you guys were actually part of this trip. You know, may not have even known it, but the first part of the trip is we were going to Kenya. And this is actually, some of you guys know, Stu McLaren and his wife Amy started a charity back in the day called it's called World Teacher Aid. And I started helping sponsor them way back in the day. We used to do these we call them prediction calls. We'd do a call and Stu would invite all of the top marketers on these calls and they would like give their predictions for what's going to change over the next year. And so we do those every single year and then we raise money for their charity. And so we did that for a long time. And then eventually Stu wanted me to come to Kenya and actually experience it. So I remember back pre-ClickFunnels, my wife and I went out there and we experienced Kenya and we had a chance to see the kids and build schools with them. And then while we were there going on a safari, and it was like, one of those like life-changing experiences, you know, where like you see the world one way and then you experience something and you see the world differently later. And after going that first time, we had this, you know, my wife and I always talked about like someday we want to bring our kids here so they can experience this. They can meet these amazing kids, but also like, yeah, just to build, give them that life-changing experience. You know, obviously they're growing up in America, in a family, it's got a lot of money. And it's like, how do we show them what, you know, a lot of the world lives like so they can understand, how blessed they really are, you know? So we always wanted to bring them back. And it's interesting though, because, you know, that was the first time we went, a couple years later, maybe a year or two later. No, it was a couple years later. Clint and I went again, second time. And then we started raising money through ClickFunnels. I remember when we launched ClickFunnels, we had an idea like, what if we like every time someone builds a funnel and it goes live, we donate $1 towards Village Impact. Cause they changed the name from World Teacher Aid to Village Impact. So we started doing that. So the first funnel hacking live, I remember Stu and Amy came on stage. We gave them a check for, I think it was like $18,000. We're like, this is crazy. Like it was so much money, right? And it was enough to pay for a whole classroom to build a classroom out there. And then the next year we did it again. It was like 30,000, then 50. And every year we've done that. Now it's like every year it's over six figures. What comes in because you guys are building so many funnels. And so, it's been amazing. And we've gone three times. And this is actually our fourth trip. And it's the first time we're going to bring our kids. And this trip was actually supposed to happen before COVID. And then obviously COVID happened. And so it got canceled and got delayed like 3 or 4 years. And then this was the year we were going to go. And what's cool is that before COVID, we were going to go and take our three oldest kids and then not our two youngest. But this time we're like, our kids are little, like they're all pretty close to where we could take them. And so we decided to take them all. And so we had all five of our kids with us. And so that was the first 10 days of our trip was going to Kenya. And it was so cool because we flew out there and, well, let me tell you the not cool part too, just to document our journey. You know, we had all of our bags packed and my wife, bless her. She's so much smarter than me, but I'm the ornery one. So she like had everyone pack in these backpacks we could carry as carry-ons, but they're huge backpacks. And I was like, I don't want to carry, I hate carrying-ons, like checking bags, right? She's like, no, this way if they get lost, it'll be, you know, we'll get them back and all these things. And she even put like those little air tags and all of them so we could track where they're at so we wouldn't lose a bag. And the last minute at the airport, I kind of pressured her and just like, let's just check them. No one wants to carry these huge bags all the way. So we ended up checking all of the bags on. And guess what? Yep, you guessed it. We had a, you know, flew from Boise to, I can't remember, to Seattle or something, and from Seattle to Germany. And then Germany to Kenya. So yes, you're correct. All of our bags got stuck in Frankfurt, Germany and did not make it to Kenya. So we showed up in Kenya. We've been traveling for like 40 hours. We're all stinky and nasty and we have no clothes, no toothbrushes, no nothing. And I was just like, I am dead because I'm the one that forced us to carry out all or to check all of our bags on, even though Clint had in her infinite wisdom had planned for us to not have to do that, but I blew it. And so, yeah, so we ended up, yeah, having no clothes. And so we got to Kenya, no clothes. And then we drive like 3 hours to these villages. We get there, we have no clothes. We slept overnight, no clothes. Next day, no clothes. It took them 2 days before we got our clothes there. My poor kids are not used to that. But it was, anyway, I'm proud of them. They like, they went through it. They fought hard and we got our clothes. It was amazing. We celebrated. And that was like the first big challenge of the trip. And that first day we were there, we were building school. So like my kids were hauling bricks and everything and like out in the like super hot sun and we're pouring sweat and stinky and disgusting and all these things. But they did it and they didn't complain. I'm so proud of my kids. And, anyway, my kids met a bunch of other teenagers there that were also on the trip, which was really cool. And then they got to be with the kids and play with the kids. And like, it was just, it was cool. I think for, it's cool for Colette and I to, again, we've been there three times. We've experienced, the first time was fun because we experienced it for ourselves. And the second time we went back and we got to experience it through the eyes of other people, which was fun. And this time is going back and experiencing through the eyes of our kids. And so it was so cool for us, for our kids, like to meet these kids and fall in love with them and play with them and then go to their homes and see what they live like and just understanding how blessed our kids really are. But then also seeing how these amazing kids, despite the fact they have almost nothing, how happy they are. And how, you know, a lot of times kids here in the States aren't. They're miserable. They're depressed. They're anxiety, all these things where these kids are just happy. And I think it was good for my kids to see that. So that was the first half of the experience, which was amazing. Then we went back to Nairobi and typically we spend a day in Nairobi and then we go to the giraffe park and we get to do all these cool things. We get to Nairobi and apparently they're in the middle of a civil war. And so there's this whole nationwide lockdown where you can't leave your hotels and kids aren't going to go to school. And it's like the whole nation shut down while we were in Nairobi. And it's crazy because we're at a hotel, like trying to like, you know, burn time and we're sitting there and also we see these huge army helicopters flying over the hotel and we're like, this is crazy. We're literally in a war zone right now. Like it was the weirdest, creepiest, eeriest feeling in the world. We sat in a hotel for an entire day, just hoping that the war or whatever didn't make it to us, which was crazy. And it was interesting because it's very similar to like the fights we're having right now where I guess there's like 40 something tribes, of people in Kenya. There's two like dominant tribes and it's almost like Republican and Democrat. And I guess they had the big elections and the person who lost the election there was telling everyone that the election was rigged and it wasn't true. And so it's all his followers, and the actual government who had won the election all fighting over this thing. And I'm like, this is crazy. This is like America just divided the same way. And it was just kind of an interesting thing. And then luckily the next morning we snuck out early and we jumped in a plane and we flew out to the Masimara village to go jump with the Maasai warriors. And that was really fun, I think, for our kids to experience that. And we got to go on safari and see all the animals and all that kind of stuff. And it was just fun. One thing that was, I think, the most hard for me is last time we were there experiencing all these amazing things, I was there with Dave Woodward. And he'd come with us and we had a chance to experience it with him. And it was just like it was such a special, magical time with him and his wife when we were there last time. And this time, obviously, Dave's not there. But like we were there in the same spots, the same areas, same people. And it's just like, there are a lot of times where I really missed him and just missed the experience with him last time, you know? And so that's, I think, one of the things that's hard, but also like really cool just to know that like, you know, the amazing times we had there with him last time. And anyway, so there's that, but it was really cool just because if you look at that whole trip, it was a chance for us to see like the power of giving, you know? Having a chance to be able to give money through Village Impact, you know, because of the ClickFunnels community and other money we donate, see the impact was happening. Like the school's being built. Like we just built an all girls school, which is amazing because during COVID, there's a whole bunch of just, you know, when there's no work, there's no money, there's no food, people get desperate and, teen pregnancies were up like, I don't know, 10,000% during COVID. And these girls would go to school and it was not a good situation for them. And so we built this all girls school. And, it was really powerful. It was really, really cool. So that was awesome. And anyway, it was just a really cool thing to be able to experience. And I remember having this really interesting feeling. In fact, I got a chance to speak in front of the whole village during the ceremony where we got the ribbon cutting ceremony of the school and everything. And, it was cool because all the people got up there, the leaders of the villages and the government and everyone, they kept saying like, God bless you guys, bless you to continue to be prosperous. We bless you that you'll be, and they kept like asking God to bless us as the donors. And I remember I got up there, I said, you know, you guys looking at us as like, oh, we're these donors who brought you money. But I'm like, you have no idea the impact. Like the fact that I have an army of people here in Kenya praying for me every night, that my business will be prosperous, that I will be prosperous, my family will, that like, that's worth more than any amount of money that we've ever donated or given, you know? And the experience my kids have, it's like, man, these villages served my family more than we ever tried to, ever thought about doing, you know? And so it was just really cool. And so I think one of the lessons and the morals for all you guys is just the power of giving back and like, you know, in whatever sphere you want to be in, whatever, whatever mission that you feel called to do is to be able to donate money and time and energy, you know? And it's interesting because while we were in Kenya, it was also during 4th of July, which is when Operation Underground Railroad, which is the other charity that I support, my two charities are Village Impact and OUR, and they launched the Sound of Freedom movie, which went crazy viral. It's tons of negative press, tons of like, but it like, it broke all these box office records. I think it's on track to do like $100 million and it raised so much awareness for what OUR and what Tim Ballard and all these people are doing. But it was crazy, like the negative side of that too, like as they're trying to like tell this story to help save these kids, like just how political and dark and evil it got. And anyway, I had a chance to kind of post and, you know, put my flag back in the ground, let people know, like, no, like I support Tim 1,000,000%. Like I'm all in, like I know this man, I know what he's doing, I know what he's, the vision and the mission, and he is called of God, and I'm here 100% of my support. And it was interesting that these things were happening at the same time. The two charities I love and care about the most were, you know, we were there in the middle of it and just watching how they're changing people's lives, both through, in fact, some of you guys don't know the nonprofit we're trying to set up is called Liberate and Educate, where I feel like that's the mission of ClickFunnels two ways. Number one is we help to liberate entrepreneurs from their day jobs, from the things that are holding them back. And we help educate them through training and courses and events, right? So Liberate and Educate, that's our mission that we do, publicly for entrepreneurs, but then also that's also our social mission. So we help liberate children from slavery and we help educate them through the school systems that we're building in Africa. And so those are our, you know, Liberate and Educate is our nonprofit that we're working towards. And like, but that's what we do is help liberate, educate entrepreneurs and liberate, educate children. So, anyway, it was just kind of cool that these things were all happening at the same time. And I was experiencing them and should I share with my kids, like, man, this is what you guys are part of. This is like part of your legacy. It's what you're having a chance to experience right now. And you can see how much, you know, a little bit of money can go to save a child's life. I think it's like on average, like $2,500 to save a child from slavery. Like that's amazing. Like, you know, if you had $2,500, you could save a child from slavery. Like, what would that be worth to them? And I think it's an extra like $7,500 to rehabilitate. It's like 10 grand to save a child. Then you go to Kenya and it's like, you know, a couple hundred bucks is enough to feed a family for a year or two, you know, like it's really cool. But for all you guys, wherever you, you know, whatever charity speaks to your heart, like I just recommend like weaving those things into your business practices, like, in a way that you can serve those things. So as you grow, they'll grow as well. In fact, when we were in Kenya, we did a really cool mastermind meeting with Stu and everyone else. And the topic was like, how do you weave giving into everything you're doing? And so Stu had me share inside of ClickFunnels how, you know, every time a funnel's built, we donate a dollar. And then, you know, we have other things built in where we're supporting the charities that we love and we care about. And so anyway, if nothing else, hope you guys get some value from that. Because when your business starts growing and you're able to help these other causes while you're doing it, like it just gives you more purpose both for yourself and for your team. In fact, on Thursday I have a team meeting with our entire company and I'm going to share the impact of what it did and how like what we're doing doesn't just help entrepreneurs, but it's helping, you know, these children around the world as well. So anyway, I'm excited to share the Liberate and Educate message again with my team, just to keep reminding them that what we do matters. Okay. And then the other side is after that part of the trip was done, then, you know, we're with on the other side of the world with my kids. I'm like, we can go anywhere. You know, like we have them here in this other side of the world. Like we should go see one other thing. Like what should we see? And we decided to go and actually see Jerusalem and see the Holy Land. And that was, I mean, that should be a podcast in and of itself. In fact, maybe it's more of a spiritual one or historic one. I don't even know, but, it was one of the greatest trips I've ever been on. It's going and seeing, honestly, where three huge religious groups consider their Holy Land, like Christians, it's our Holy Land. You look at the Muslims, it's their Holy Land. If you look at the Jewish people, it's their Holy Land. Like all of them all want the same area where the temple block is. Like it's anyway, it was a magical place. And it was cool because like, you know, when you go to Disneyland or you go to these theme parks, they make this stuff look cool, like old stone and everything, but it's just fake. It's just like a facade to try to look cool. But this is like when you're there in Jerusalem, like it's like the most authentic, real place I've ever been, I've ever seen. And we had a chance to spend so much time. Like we got an Airbnb downtown in Old Jerusalem, right next to the Western Wall. We had a chance to spend so much time like with the Jewish people and like the Hasidic Jews who were on the Wailing Wall, praying and crying. And like we were there on the wall with them, praying with them. Like it was so cool. And we had a chance to go up, on the Temple Mount to the Dome on the Rock and spend time with some of the Muslim people and talk to them and get there. Right. And like, it was just such a cool, amazing thing. And then go see all the Christian sites from where Christ was born to where his ministry was. We had a chance to like go out at 5:30 in the morning on the Sea of Galilee where Christ calmed the waters, where he walked on water and like spend time there. See, we saw where he was crucified. We saw where his tomb was, like just to see all the holy Christian sites as well. And it's just like, oh, man, it was one of my favorite trips I've ever been on. So, anyway, but it's so cool to be able to experience those things with my kids. And the last, I guess, takeaway I want to share from this was the longest I've been away from the office, maybe forever, but at least since ClickFunnels launched. It was almost 3 weeks away from the office. And because of just where we were at, like we're in Kenyan villages, there's no plugs or internet, right? Then we're in Jerusalem and we're touring the cities 24 hours a day. You know, like I didn't have a chance to work or do anything. It was the first time I had a chance to really, really unplug and just be there with my family, with my thoughts and with, seeing some of the fruits of what we've done and what we've been trying to work towards. And it was cool because I don't know, like it gave me, I don't know, gave me some, a chance to reflect. I work so much. I don't get a chance away like that. And it kind of forced me to be away in a really unique way. And I had a chance to read books on the flights and the drive, you know, and like get my mind sharp again and get me re-excited about the battles that I'm in and like the wars I want to win. And the, you know, the, I feel like in ClickFunnels, for example, there's times like we've been the dominant factor. Times people have taken some land from us and back and forth. And it's like, I got re-energized, just like, okay, here's how we're going to win. And here's how we're going to win big. And here's this, you know, and like those things came from like not being in the business fighting a war. It's like from stepping out and looking at the battlefield and having a chance to kind of really strategically think through things as opposed to tactically executing on things all the time. And so if nothing else, like, especially for you entrepreneurs who are like me, who struggle at vacations, you struggle from getting away. Don't look at it as a vacation. Instead, look at it as a way to step out of the tactical battles that you're fighting every single day and get to higher ground and strategically sit and think, and just try to figure out like, how do I win this war? How do I advance my troops? How do I make sure that we're winning in all these situations and all that kind of stuff? And I think that's, honestly the thing that was really, really cool for me. Like I said, especially since I'm not the kind of person who typically breaks away from it. And I think you guys are going to see over the next 60 days specifically, and then over the next, you know, throughout the rest of the year, us implementing this game plan. And it's going to be fun and exciting. And I think it's going to change the world. So anyway, I'm pumped. I'm on fire. I'm back right now. Even jet lag can't get me tired because I'm feeling so good. So, anyway, that's all I want to share with you guys today. I'm getting close to my destination, so I'm probably going to end this podcast, but anyway, two big takeaways. Number one is weave giving into your business. If you do, you have a chance to bless other people's lives, in a way that they could never bless their own, which I think you will really enjoy that feeling that comes with it. And then number two is get a chance to force yourself to get to places where you have to strategically break away from the daily grind that you're in, so you can strategically look at the chessboard and figure out how to actually win. And I hope that those two takeaways will be worth it, because for me it was amazing. And on top of that, just the time to be with my kids and let them, like, to watch their eyes as they experience Kenya, as they experience Jerusalem, as they experience these things that were so powerful. So anyway, I'm grateful for y'all. Thanks for listening. I'm in your corner, rooting for you. I love entrepreneurs. I believe in entrepreneurs. That's why I've dedicated my life to serving and trying to change your life. And I hope that you feel that. And with that said, thank you guys so much for being podcast listeners. We have some big plans coming up for the podcast over the next couple of weeks, months, and years. And grateful for you guys being part of it. So with that said, thank you guys. And I'll talk to y'all soon. Bye, everybody.